I'm Steve Tortorello.
I'm Doug Velicki.
And we are getting drunk with buds.
Do you want to get drunk with buds?
Oi, oi.
I want to get drunk with buds.
Oi, oi.
We are getting drunk with buds.
Oi, oi.
Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untappd app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
This week is going to be one for the ages. We are here in Chicago, Illinois, recording inside one of the biggest craft breweries in the United States, Revolution Brewing. Founded as a brew pub in 2010 by Josh Death, you may have tried their Anti-Hero series, which Anti-Hero IPA is the grand national champion in the 2023 United States Beer Tasting Championship. And their Infinity Hero American Style IPA also won a platinum medal in the 2023 World Beer Championship. Revolution not only crafts fantastic beers, they also host wrestling events. They are tag teaming with Steve Tortorello from Warrior Wrestling to produce the wrestling event Trouble Is Brewing on March 1st. The event takes place at Revolution Brewing and features hometown hero Mustafa Ali versus Trey Miguel. What's sure to be a great event, Trouble Is Brewing sold out in 18 minutes. So big shouts to Revolution and Warrior Wrestling for such a great achievement. Today, we are joined by Doug Velicki, the Chief Marketing Officer of Revolution. Doug, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
And Steve Tortorello is also here as well, the President of Warrior Wrestling. Welcome.
I'm glad to be back, guys.
Yes. Two-timer. And later on the show, we have some surprise guests dropping by. Where art thou? Where art thou? Let's get into our very first beer, and then we will talk to Doug about all things Revolution and Steve about Warrior Wrestling and Trouble Is Brewing.
All right, buddy. Tell us about the beer that's in front of us, Doug.
Sure. We're kicking things off with a wrestling-themed beer, because why not? This is DDH, Nelson Hero. You know, every IPA at Revolution has the name Hero in the title, all branching off of our original, our flagship Anti-Hero. So we make different riffs on them, and just to make it easy on our consumers to know what kind of beer it is, we put Hero in all the IPAs. So this one is featuring one of our favorite hops, Nelson, from New Zealand. It's going to give you like extra white wine character. It's a hazy IPA, so it's going to be extra juicy, fruity, flavorful. And yeah, we figured with the name Nelson for the hop, how could we not go with a wrestling-themed beer? Because we like to theme all of our heroes after our favorite pop culture references.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Fantastic. Juicy, like you said. And it doesn't have that like blast of pininess or hoppy at the end. So it's the cream, kind of a creamy finish to it, which is very delicious.
I feel like it's got a headlock on my tongue.
Ooh.
It's just like choking the shit out of it. I love it, though.
Steve, have you had this before? Because you're close to here.
I've never had the Nelson Hero. Oh, so I've had the Anti-Hero for, you know, a decade, whatever it's been since I've known about it. But this one's a limited release that they do. And so in talking to Doug and getting to know Doug, I've learned about it. I knew it was coming back this January. This is my first time having it. I like it. Like you said, it's got a little bit of a fruity, punchy undertone to it.
Yeah.
The bitterness is kind of coated in something a little bit sweeter and more complex, so I like it.
And as the marketing guy and also wrestling fanatic, I couldn't help but think if we ever want to make like the equivalent of a light version, I think we know what the name will be. It'll be Half Nelson, right?
Yeah, yes, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's awesome.
That's right.
Well, I could definitely tell your fans by the can. This is
the can is fire.
Yeah, I love this can. He's got the DDH championship belt. He's holding it up.
Are you going to have somebody like in a mascot uniform that looks just like that come out at the pay-per-view?
We do have the characters.
I mean, no one knows what might happen.
Come find out.
Why do I feel like you guys know?
Well, we can predict the future.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
I did want to ask, is Trouble Is Brewing, is it going to be on pay-per-view at all?
We are not streaming. We're going to record it fully and probably post-produce it and release it either in its entirety or match by match on YouTube and other formats. But we're not streaming it live. It's one of the things we wanted to do to make it really special to be here.
Right.
The only people in the world seeing it that night are the people that are in this tap room.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
You don't see that anymore.
No, and actually, not to get too deep inside baseball on the wrestling end of it, but one of the discussions we've had in our company for the last 6 months or so is the saturation of streaming. And with the two big companies having so many programs on the air over the course of a week, and every independent company streaming now, there was a time 5 years ago where we streamed live on Fight TV, and we were revolution. We were the first one back to Fight streaming live. Now everybody is. Yeah. And so our discussion over the last 6 months has been, can we go the opposite? Can we be the brand? You have to be there to see it. Sure, you can maybe see it after the fact, but that night, you've got to get a ticket and got to be there. So we're trying to change it up a little bit.
Nice.
All right, so before we get into more Troubles Brewing talk, we are going to jump into our first segment of the day. Pub Talk. All right, this we'll split it up. So we'll talk about Revolution first, and then we'll talk about Troubles Brewing some more. How did you get your start in Revolution?
Doug, sorry.
Just making sure you weren't talking to Steve. No, I worked in beer distribution for about 8 years, from 08 to 2016. And then I wanted to work at a craft brewery so bad, because during that time, that's where craft beer really went from almost non-existent in Chicago to becoming a real phenomenon here. So just trying to figure out how to get in, I started just like doing social media about beer. I have a beer blog and just started writing kind of from a business side and teaching people about the industry, how it worked from the middle tier, from the distribution side. And then that led to people from Revolution seeing it. And when the right opportunity came up here, they offered me the job. I started off in finance, believe it or not. And then during COVID, when anything was possible, I'd always helped out with marketing related things, because I do a lot on beer related on social media. That led to the opportunity to lead the marketing team here.
So is this like your dream job right here?
Pretty much.
That is awesome. Right. That's the dream.
And now that we're talking wrestling and doing my job, it's even like next level.
Oh, that's next awesome. Level.
Now you're involved with wrestling. Now you're involved in wrestling. Exactly. That's awesome. So you've said you've had a beer blog. What is the craft beer, like what type of beer do you cling to more than others?
I think like classic West Coast pale ales, West Coast IPAs are my favorite. I pride myself on really appreciating just about everything and being open to any style of beer. There's no style I like truly hate, but got family in California and go back to visit them a couple times a year, and the beers I drink there, from the Sierra Nevadas to all those great San Diego breweries that have been here for 10, 15 years, those are just some of my favorite beers in the world.
Yeah, we've had a lot of the San Diego beers on the show. We have ourselves a person in the scene down there.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, is there like a dream collab that you would have of another brewery for Revolution?
Yeah, you know, one that I've mentioned before is Fremont Brewing out of Seattle. They are known, like us, for loving barrel-aged barley wines more than just about any other brewery. And that is not a style that many champion. And we release anywhere from 4 or 5, maybe even 6 or 7 unique barrel-aged barley wines a year. So that's how much we're into this kind of obscure style that's had a little bit of a resurgence in the last 5 years. It's gotten a little more popular. It was almost dead. And Fremont is a brewery who we have like very little connection to, but we kind of see them loving it as much as we do from the other side of the country. So I've always thought they'd be a cool brewery to work with. And I've always wanted to do this concept where we each brew a collaboration that can stand alone, but could also be blended together, where you get both at the same time. And then it creates something new when you put. So that would encourage people to track down one of each so to kind of complete the program. So that's kind of my... You can tell I've thought about this.
I want to see you make it happen.
We'd love to.
Do you think you're going to?
I think it could happen. Yeah, we just awesome. Have to get it organized. Yeah,
absolutely.
So who designs these cans? So we're like huge fans of can art, and this one's pretty top notch. So who can we give a shout out to for these amazing?
So we work with a couple different artists. This one in particular is shout out the Salsa Sharks. These are a husband and wife duo of ours that does some of our specialty beer labels, especially these double dry hopped heroes. They are also, they have a big presence at C2E2, the big kind of Comic-Con equivalent in Chicago. And we've actually made 6 different comic books in our lifetime that like kind of parallel the story of our beer to this like different universe of characters we've created. And they're the ones that write and illustrate the comic book for us. So their names are Max and Melissa, but they go by the Salsa Sharks.
Oh, that's awesome.
They did this drawing.
And you said the characters that you guys have branched off, are they these characters like from here or different?
Yeah, they're all these hop characters, but their names kind of feed off the name of the hop or the concept of the IPA behind it. But there's probably about 50 of them. So
that's awesome.
You guys have a few seasonal releases coming up. Which are you most excited about? I see that there's the VSO Gravedigger coming up.
VSO Gravedigger was around this time last year.
Ooh.
So that beer, that won the like Uproxx Beer of the Year. They put out their like top 100 list, and that for a barrel-aged Scotch Ale, again, talking about obscure beer styles that you don't see too many of in a given year, that won a nice award there. But no, right now, my favorite seasonal beer right now is one called Repo Man. It's a rye stout. So it's a way to, it's about 6.4%. It was a beer we've been brewing since our earliest days at the brew pub. It's a way to have a dark, chocolatey beer, but that isn't like, you know, blow the ABV out of the water with like some of our barrel-aged beers. So it's a beer you could have a few of, but hits all those kind of, all those notes you want in the wintertime at night when you don't want something as strong as a big barrel-aged stout.
You got any summer seasonal beers in the making?
Yeah, Sun Crusher is our favorite. We've been making that for probably about 6 or 7 years. Sun Crusher, we have a lot of Easter eggs in our branding names and in our labels. Sun Crusher is a very obscure ship in Star Wars. So you'd need one of those big nerdy books that has all these things that only a few people know what they are. But
I recognize it right away. Unfortunately, I knew that.
Sun Crusher.
It blows up suns.
Yeah.
And by driving through it, and then it shoots into it.
It's in the shape of a tall triangle, I believe.
I thought that was the Millennium Falcon.
No.
I like Star Wars, but I'm not huge into Star Wars.
You got to be pretty deep to know that.
Yeah. It's not canon anymore.
I saw in the bathroom, you guys do D&D nights?
Yes.
That looks fun.
Yeah, I think that's once a month. We've partnered with this group for about a year now, and it's so great to find like other communities that have their own community that love beer. It's maybe not their number one passion, but it's their second or third favorite thing, to partner with them, get them in the tap room, bring new faces out to our space, and we love it. So we've had a lot of fun with them. They've done hero campaigns where they've written them for us for our hero characters. And awesome. We've got a lot coming up planned with them too.
I created one where everyone played themselves in a zombie apocalypse, but it was beer themed. So the more you drank, the more you didn't feel effects to you, but you got sloppier on dexterity stuff. And then because it was just fantastical, whatever beer you drank gave you that power. So if you drank a zombie dust, you could turn zombies to dust. Oh, nice. If you had something to do with healing, you could drink, you know, you would heal hit points and stuff like that. So like I could totally just change it to just your guys' beers and escape Chicago from the zombies.
I love it.
Do you guys do that once a month?
What's that?
The D&D nights?
Yeah, once a month.
What is your go-to Revolution beer?
Mine is Fist City. You know, I mentioned I love pale ales. Fist City's kind of borders what I'd call a classic versus a modern pale ale, but it's bitter. We came out with it in 2015, and that was the point where like we were moving away from this like classic, really malt forward style, but not quite where we got into the like fruity tropical realm. So it hits this like point of time that's like one of my favorites in craft beer, this like 2013 to 2015 realm, where I think we had the biggest explosion of interest in craft beer right around then. Mm-hmm. That's when we came out with Fist City. So I love that like point in time, and that's my favorite of our beers. It's 5.5%, so not too strong. I got little kids, and so they kick my butt every day. So I usually avoid the super strong stuff. So pale ales are kind of right in my wheelhouse.
That's interesting that you say that. That was the boom, because like 2015, that's when I remember, that's when I jumped into craft beers and I started diving in. I went to my first beer festival in 2015 and I haven't looked back since.
Being one of the best breweries in the nation, have you had any like notable guests stop by and drink, you know, any celebrities that we might recognize?
Well, the movie Drinking Buddies was filmed here, so there's quite a cast there. It's been a while since that happened, but One of the most recent things that jumped out at, that jumps out at me is the actor. His name escapes me, but he's from Shameless and Bear. The main character,
Jeremy Allen White.
There you go. He posted. It was either him or maybe his girlfriend at the time. One of them posted a picture of him drinking an anti-hero at a kind of outdoor setup at a restaurant somewhere in Chicago, and the can was very prominent, perfectly faced. It looked like we paid to have this done, and we didn't. And we were just like, oh my gosh! And the photo blew up, and of everybody saying, oh, it's my favorite beer, and that was before the Bear, but. During like the Shameless time, but that, yeah. I remember that was exciting.
And the wrestling connection there too. I don't know if you've seen the Iron Claw yet.
Yep. Oh,
he plays Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah.
So I think we've got to get Jeremy Allen White down here for a cameo.
He'll be filmed
in a couple of weeks, maybe. I don't know.
He'll be running.
Yeah. Right.
When he films season 3, make sure you.
Yeah, I think they're probably filming right now.
They're going to be in town starting in like 10 days. So
we'll find a ticket.
That seems.
If you're listening, Jeremy Allen White. Revolution Tap Room on Kedzie, March 1st.
We will find you a ticket. You can have mine.
Ticket,
you
can be in the show. Off the barrels.
He could wrestle for you now. He's been trained.
He's actually said, he's done some interviews where he said he would love to do a match with him and Zac Efron and the other guys if the right circumstances came about and they could train for it.
Oh, my God.
So
there's no place better than Trouble is Brewing, March 1st.
Trouble is Brewing.
Oh, man.
Just get Chavo on the line. He trained them all. Chavo Guerrero.
I can call Chavo and see. Actually, it's... not a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm a producer.
I'm going to take a look at my marketing budget and just move some things around.
Yeah.
That's just promoting their movie. So
there you go.
I mean,
have you guys seen The Iron Claw?
I have. Yes, yeah. We got invited to a special screening in October, so we got to see it like 2 months before the world did. Phenomenal, phenomenal movie. They do a really good job of distilling the essence of the Von Erichs into a film.
So I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
Is it on streaming? I don't even know.
No, not theaters. Yet. It was in the theaters. It'll come to streaming probably in a couple of months. But they do just a really good job of capturing the nature and the aura of wrestling. So the Von Erichs are in the Sportatorium down in Dallas.
Yeah.
And they make you feel like it's 1983 in the Sportatorium.
That's awesome.
They really, it's the best capturing of wrestling in a movie I've ever seen.
Really?
It just feels so raw and so, like, and again, I've watched tons of old world-class wrestling, right?
Yeah.
It feels like it felt. They do a really good job of it.
Wait, you're saying it's better than David Arquette's Ready
to
Rumble?
It is better than Ready to Rumble, as surprised as you might be.
I don't believe you.
The star show, that wrestling star show of Stephen Amell, I really like that. I thought that encapsulated wrestling quite well for TV, but I've seen the movie. It's like they pumped it with steroids.
Yes.
Like it's just that much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zac Efron looks like he is on steroids.
Oh, well, I mean, they're all jacked in this movie. But no, they just do a really good job of capturing the essence of wrestling in a way that even non-wrestling fans can appreciate.
So you mentioned Drinking Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, are we ever going to get a sequel to that?
Oh, man.
That would be awesome. But.
You know, we would love that. We can show what it looks like 10, 12 years later, get the whole crew together.
Has it changed a lot in that 10 and 12 years? How much has this place changed?
Oh, my gosh. You can just look around here and then look at what it looked like in the movie. It's same space. That's where we're sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And all these barrels, all the equipment, all the tanks that have come in since then, we've, you know, probably quadrupled in size since then, maybe more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have to get Jake Johnson back in here. He's one of my favorite actors. all right, we'll move on to Trouble is Brewing, which is, again, out. It's March 1st. Tickets are sold out, so unfortunately, if you do not have a ticket, you cannot attend. I'm sorry. But like Steve was saying, you can probably watch some matches on YouTube.
Yeah, so how did the event come about? Was this something that Revolution has always wanted to do?
Well, I can talk about it from the Warrior end and then maybe Doug from the Revolution end. So we were reaching out to a variety of brands last summer, fall, about potential collaborations, sponsorships, that kind of thing. Dominic on our team was reaching out to lots of different folks, and Doug had responded that they were interested in doing something in the wrestling space. And so we met a couple of times. We met here, actually, over some beers and just kicked around ideas. And originally, it was going to be an off-site event that Revolution might sponsor. And then the more we chewed on it, the more we sat here, the more we had some beers, we kind of came to, could we do it here? Could we make it work here in the taproom space? And I think it's such a unique place. It's such a unique structure and venue that it was the right thing to do to kick off this partnership, to do it here, do it at home. And we've been full steam ahead ever since we shook hands and said we're going to do it.
Yeah, you know, our relationship to C2E2 and Comic-Con and all that, like with this kind of hero series that we've built, that's kind of playing into as many like passion points of ours internally. You know, we naturally went to wrestling at one point. We had a variety pack that changes every quarter where we redo the artwork, and we made like a wrestling themed variety pack. It was probably about 2.5 years ago. And they didn't tell me this until the artwork was ready, but they made me into the referee. And a lot of the Trouble Is Brewing as posters use the artwork from that variety pack. And then we turned that into like this one-off beer, DDH Nelson Hero. So we've always had this kind of, there's always been enough people in this building that love wrestling that we've been able to like, you know, make the angle and get ideas pushed through that kind of celebrate our love for this and just show wrestling fans out there that like, we're with you. We're into this other subculture that's, I think is there's tons of parallels to beer.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of how we dipped our toe in just like having any kind of association with wrestling. I don't think that's necessarily how Steve first reached out to me. He might not have even known or seen about those beers. But that when he came knocking, I was like, well, this would make sense. We have kind of already started paving the path of getting into wrestling by doing it with some of these wrestling themed beers. So yeah, when we started talking, you know, I've been a fan all my life. My claim to fame is that I was at the 98 King of the Ring when Mankind got thrown off the cage. And I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I was at that event when I was in high school.
That's awesome.
And still go to shows all the time. I'm not as like deep and knowledgeable about the entire indie system and all that, but big fan, still keep up with it today. And so the opportunity to put on a show together, the hardest part was just figuring out how to begin and not try to like conquer the world on our first, you know, event together. And we might actually end up doing that anyway. that wasn't the goal, but it kind of turned into something pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
And we're just hoping this is the beginning of how we can put our heads together, and I think most importantly, put our fan bases together to do something new with and think bigger by putting the biggest craft brewery in the state aligning with, you know, the best indie wrestling promotion, and how we can do some awesome things together in the future. So again, hopefully this is the beginning of something beautiful.
I hope you tell the Salsa Sharks that our faces look great as announcers at the announce table.
We can do that.
So when the idea was thought of, was everybody in Revolution on board for it? Was it just like, yeah, let's see what we can do and do it? Or did you have to do a lot of convincing?
I waited for our owner to need a bunch of things from me. And then that's when I'm kind of joking, but I was, you know, I pretty much said, you know, you said you don't see this stuff anymore. When we first started talking about this at the beginning, you don't see much like this before. You know, we used to do kind of grassroots events like this all the time. And then as we got bigger, things got more challenging, and the beer world became more complicated since then. We felt like we kind of got away from some of these awesome things that kind of got us to where we were. And so we've had a lot of discussions of we really need to get back to doing some of these fun events we used to do and really leaning into, like, what are the people that are here every day busting their butt? What are they passionate about? And how can we use their fandom and expertise to find the right opportunities and then have some internal experts at how we pull it all off? Like, this would have been harder if I knew nothing about wrestling. Even though Steve and his team have everything we need, having people on the Revolution side that also get all it takes to put on a wrestling show, having some of that knowledge internally makes this go off even better. And that's how I think we kind of put our heads together and sold it out so fast, which was not expected.
We were floored, absolutely floored.
18
in
minutes.
A great way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rosemont Horizon, here you come next year.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Come on.
All right, 4 years from now.
Okay.
Mustafa Ali is confirmed for the event. Who else will be making an appearance?
So the card right now, we've got Mustafa Ali versus Trey Miguel in the main event. First time ever, and those two are world-class wrestlers.
Yeah.
The speed, the agility, the cool stuff these guys do, it's going to be out of this world. We've also got a women's match, Missa Kate, who's local with the NWA, versus Kylie Ray, who's been with AEW and Impact in the past. We've got Mike Bennett from AEW versus Warhorse, who's an independent wrestling sensation. We've got a tag match with Violence is Forever versus Latinos Most Wanted, which is just going to be absolutely nuts. Trevor Outlaw, who is a local ne'er-do-well, a local heel in wrestling, has put out an open challenge. And I know the identity of the person who is answering that challenge, which I cannot share today. But I can tell you everybody sitting in
Jeremy
this tap room.
Well,
maybe we got to change it now. I don't know. I got to unbook the guy we got booked. But that's going to be a big deal as well. And then we've also got Sam Beal and Jason Hotch, who have both been with Impact Wrestling as well. So a really good card of six totally different types of matches. So if you're a fan and you come by that night, you're going to see a lot of different things, a buffet of wrestling. And by the end of the night, I think everybody's going to go home pretty darn happy.
Is Mike Bennett bringing his wife, Marie Canales?
I don't know if Marie's coming or not. She's come to our shows in the past, so I can text him and see. It depends. One of them's got to be on kid duty, though. So if she's home with the kids, then yeah, it'll probably be just him.
Right. How many kegs will be used in this event as weapons?
You know, that Trevor Outlaw match might get a little bit dicey.
Woo,
so
that's what we're
we'll see what kind of kegs are laying around here. There's there's a lot of items in this bar that could come into play. I'll say
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to be hit by one of these chairs though.
No, these are real chairs. Wooden chairs.
I'll take the steel chair before I take these chairs.
There is no give here. You're going right asleep.
Good night.
Is this a standalone event, or are there more events in the future, you guys think?
I think having it here is probably going to be a standalone event, but then I think we're going to want to, you know, once this goes off without a hitch, we're going to want to think about how can we go bigger the next time, because we're limited space-wise here, and I think we're going to, that's how I think, you know, I want to take it to the next level.
Sell out in 18 minutes, you want to go bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Do you think you'll stick with the name, or you change the name?
We haven't talked about it at all.
We haven't even gotten there.
We're just trying to get some detail.
My gut reaction is to change it, keep telling a story. I like when things connect, the next one would somehow connect to the last one and keep kind of evolving a little bit. But
Trouble is evolving.
I'll be totally honest, too. So the name was very much a placeholder, just kind of something we're like, oh, let's think about brewing, et cetera. And we threw it in there. And Doug and his team even kicked around, like, what are some other ideas, some other options? And we just kept it, right? Like, it's I think it has a very a Genesis tie into it, right? Like, this is the beginning. Trouble is brewing. And it was just kind of built from there.
We were trying to think of things that maybe had Hero in it or had Revolution in it. But everything felt so like it was borrowing from a WCW or WWF one. And like we were talking, someone threw out Clash of the Heroes and I was like, oh, that sounds good. And I was like, wait, this Clash of the Champions now. And then so we just kept coming back to, you know what? The Warrior guys, they knew what they were doing. They nailed it from the first.
You know, we can start with Trouble is Brewing and then maybe it's A Hero Arises. And we can tell a whole story in titles one day.
It definitely feels like an original title for sure. Last question. If you can answer it, The Rock or Cody?
Just fan of who should win? What do you?
Who should be fighting Roman Reigns? That's like the big talk in pro wrestling right now.
So I've got a theory that we'll see how well it plays out. I think Cody and Roman is night one, and I think the winner faces The Rock on night two, and I think Cody wins both of them.
Can I give an alternate
theory? Oh, yeah, because I got an alternate theory too.
I think they go triple threat, and I think Cody pins The Rock.
That would be insane.
That's what I think they're going to do.
My theory is, age before beauty, is that with the Triple H kind of getting in the mix, I'm thinking maybe it's going to transition to Triple H and The Rock.
That man has a pacemaker.
Yeah, he's
I don't think he's wrestling anymore.
No,
The Rock?
No, Triple H, yeah.
I feel like the only person that wants to see that is Triple H.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and since he's making decisions.
I don't want that. The man will die in the ring. It'll be like the movie The Wrestler.
That's probably the way that he would want to go out.
Probably.
Not now, though.
Like, yeah, he's got three young kids. I don't think he wants to go now.
I didn't say now, just that he would go.
WrestleMania is in 2 months. All right, guys, that was it. We're going to rate these beers, and then we'll move on to our next segment.
All right, so I thought it was fantastic. I'm not a huge IPA guy, but when you get into the doubles and the dry hop, it brings me back into it. It's juicy all the way through, and what I really liked about it, it's very, for an IPA, even a double, it was crushable. Like, I'm ready for another one. So we do the untapped scale by quarters from 0 to 5. I'm giving this a 4.5. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's probably one of my favorite IPAs.
I'm going to have to agree with Bruce with the 4.5. Juicy, hazy IPAs are like my favorite type of IPAs, and this just nails it. And it's so smooth. I could see myself drinking these all night, which is not typical for IPAs with me. I always have to stop, change, go to something else. But this, I could drink this every single time. Like, this is wonderful. Great beer.
Yeah, I would have to agree with the 4.5 only because it does, it's like a little crispy, but it's like crisp and just like, I can see myself crushing these like a six pack outside chilling, and it's not heavy. Like I'm like, I assume
at a wrestling show.
Yeah. I assume that it's not as heavy as the other one IPAs I've had, double high, you know, whatever. But, this one is really fantastic. I can find myself drinking multiple of these for sure.
When we go, I appreciate the feedback. When we make these bigger hazy IPAs, you know, we focus our brewers, when they say when they make these, they were like, we're going to make this in a way that we want to make sure people would want to have a second one, because there are ones out there that are so intense that it's not that they're bad, but your palate is blown out after one, and you couldn't imagine having a second. We try to design these in a way where that finish isn't so lingering, and you kind of keep something keeps you coming back for that next sip. So
you guys nailed it.
I would agree. For all of the reasons you just said, usually with an IPA, I finish an IPA and I'm like, I need a bite of something. Like I don't want more. It was good, but I don't want more of what I just had. I need a break. I'm ready for number two of this.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think there's that juiciness to it that you don't normally get in an IPA. I've never given a 5. I'll give a 4.5 here because I think a 5 is reserved for something that knocks me off my chair, which I haven't yet found. Mm-hmm. But I would say the same. 4.5, mm-hmm. Very juicy. I could go through a whole bunch of these in an afternoon.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, this is a great beer. Once again, Doug, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for bringing your show to our tap room. It's an honor to have you.
We'll come back. Don't worry.
Please do.
We'll see you March 1st.
Cheers.
All right, look who just joined us, Romeo and Bruliette, our friends from Chicago, Illinois. They came down to Revolution Brewing to join us today. Guys, what's up?
How's it going?
Welcome. So you guys did get to try the DDH Hero, right?
Yes, we did.
What do you guys think? What are your thoughts? What is the rating?
Romeo, I'll defer to you. It's an IPA.
Okay. I'm going to preface this with I really enjoy Revolution a lot, so I've had some of these. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
That is crazy. That's funny because that's what everybody gave it to. Literally everybody gave it
really?
4.5.
Okay.
Juliet, I know you don't like IPAs, but you got to rate it.
Okay.
Or else you're fired.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Fire me. No, it's fine. Don't fire me. I would have a panic attack. Please don't. you know what? I'll give this a solid, like, for somebody who absolutely does not like IPAs, I'll give this a solid 2.5 because I for sure could drink this.
I like how
times.
That's solid to you.
Could you drink it during the Super Bowl?
I mean, there is nothing you couldn't give me during the Super Bowl that I wouldn't chug down. Like, I am, like, amped up right now. Like, I am ready to go.
You're dressed more for the Super Bowl than anyone in this whole entire brewery.
She literally has shoulder pads in.
She does have eye black, yeah. And that is not an exaggeration.
She does.
If the sun shines through these windows, it will not deter her.
Guys, I am ready to go. The Chiefs just need to tag me in. I am ready to go. Travis Kelce, I'll replace you. It's fine. Taylor Swift, I love you.
T-Swift.
I love you.
We got a bunch of Swifties here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. See, I can't. I didn't start watching NFL until this year because of Taylor Swift. So.
Whoa.
You were waiting until she arrived.
Yes.
You're like, I'm just going to wait till Taylor gets there,
yeah.
And then I'm in.
Yep. Oh, she's there. Let's go.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you for the ratings. We are going to move on to our very first ad of the day.
Looking for a cool craft beer bar? Hop Station Craft Bar has over 30 rotating taps and hundreds of bottles and cans to enjoy. They also do can purchases for carryout. Not a fan of beer? Well, you're in luck because they have a unique cocktail menu as well. So come enjoy the arcade games, dart boards, and the pool table. Oh, did we forget to mention the food? Whether you want street tacos or delicious pizza, you can't go wrong. With the outdoor patio, it won't be hard for you to find the perfect spot to relax. So head down to Hop Station, the number one craft beer bar in Indiana. You'll find them on 318 Union Street, Mishawaka, Indiana.
Man, it's really hard to rap over here. I got Steve in my ear and he's trying to lick it, trying to get real cool like he's getting a ticket. And I'm rapping like a fool, man. Put me on the Joker shit, man. I'm joking and I'm choking, I'm roking, I'm doing all this shit and bloking and doing that shit, man. I wish
mostly
I
choking
had a token. Bruce, shut the fuck up before I come over there and kick you in the head like a motherfucking.
Bring it on. Just bring it.
Free, no copyright beat, 2024 artist, new hip hop freestyle beat, Pung's beat on YouTube.
Welcome back, Drunk with Buds. We just had a great interview with Doug Vilecki of Revolution Brewing and Steve Tortorello of Warrior Wrestling. Excited for Trouble is Brewing March 1st. Now we're going to get into our next beer.
I got this beer. Freedom Lemonade, Session Woo! Sour Ale with lemons and natural lemon flavors. Only 4.5% ABV, no listed IBUs. The talking points they gave us here is a made by blending sour ale with cane sugar, lemon juice concentrate, and natural lemon flavor. This perfect blend of ingredients brings the character and refreshment of a pitcher of lemonade to a can of craft beer. We've never been interested in making a seltzer. This isn't a Radler or a Shandy. It's a true lemonade beer. Freedom Lemonade is our alternative to the alternative, and it will appeal to drinkers who typically reach for a seltzer or a white wine option. It should have a slight haze, a light body, bright lemon linger. The flavor should be a refreshing lemonade, soft, bright tartness, and the aroma should distaste and smell like fresh natural lemons. What does everybody think?
Yeah, this is amazing.
Right off the bat, this is like, I think I agree with Steve here. This might make it into my top three. No spoilers.
Yeah, I thought I had a top three, but this might be like all three of them.
I've had the Freedom series before. I've had a few, and they were good. But I have not had this one, and now I have, and now I want more. Romeo, Bruliette, what are your thoughts?
This is for the boat trip. This thing is delicious and very crushable. What do you think?
Oh, my God. This is, like, right up my alley. It's summertime right now in my head. Just not outside.
This is perfect. Have you guys had this before?
Nope.
I mean, I had it before, earlier. Right, yeah. Like now, maybe 20 minutes ago, and it still holds up.
Oh, it's like a perfect blend of lemon there, like the taste. Yeah. It was like a lemon head.
Yeah.
Anybody else get that?
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
Just tart enough to be tarty without, like, punching you in the face.
No, it's good. It's got that lemon head vibe, but it doesn't fuck up your teeth when you.
Yeah, and it doesn't really make me make that sucker face, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, I like the sucker face.
Ooh, well, I'm okay. Not getting it from this beer.
Steve, you said this is a favorite of yours.
It is. Look, so I am a fan of what my buddies and I call girly beers. Mm-hmm. We actually every summer have a girly beer off where we try to bring the girliest beer to barbecues and stuff and outdo each other. So I like fruit in beer. I like sugar in beer. When I had this for the first time, and I've drank, you know, Summer Shandy for 15 years, I've drank Stiegel Radlers, whatever. The first time I had this, I thought I was on like a desert peyote trip, like tying into my inner soul. This beer is everything I want in a beer and nothing I don't want in a beer. Like I sip this beer and the clouds part and the sun shines on me. And I feel 6 inches taller and stronger.
Yes. Dude, that's a great description.
That is, yes. Well, done.
Guys, did you see Steve grow next to me as he was talking, dude? Like, this is a powerful shit.
Turned into
I thought the he was going Hulk. Ascending to heaven there.
I think he's trying to get me to go with him.
But, Bruce, we need your thoughts, my brother.
Oh, it's tardy. It's bright. It's summer day, but... It's making me wish it was summer. So having it in the wintertime is ain't no thing on me. Easy to drink. I mean, I don't mind that it's a low ABV, but if it was higher, I'd be like, okay, let's go.
I like that, Bruce.
I'm with Bruce on that. If it was a little higher, that would help.
Oh, no, I love the low ABV.
That means you could drink more.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also, you could still drink more. It's higher.
Well, my night will end up very differently.
I will say that it makes me want to try the strawberry lemonade, though.
Oh, I already had that one. It was pretty good.
I don't care what you had. I haven't had it. And I've been really into strawberry lately.
I miss Doug.
Oh.
Well, that's...
that's bad for you.
Let's
He's
get to that next segment. You want to get to that next segment or what?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Damn.
Machine Gun Kelly wrote this song.
Whoa. This is Top Shelf, where we have a category and we a category.
He doesn't even know his own segment, folks.
Stop it. This is where we have a category. And can you someone explain
this? This is where we rank
top three, right?
Top three things that we like. And the category this time is Revolution Beards.
Yeah.
That is correct. So we're going to start with Steve and then go down the line. Woo! Steve.
All right. So I like, as I said a minute ago, unique and different beers. I'm going to go, my number three is in their Freedom Series. It's a special brew that they do with dragon fruit. I think it's
right.
called Pursuit of Freedom or something to that
yeah.
regard.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a dragon fruit one. My number two, they have a peanut butter stout, and they've done a special series of a peanut butter and jelly stout. It sounds crazy. It tastes amazing. Someone can look up the name of it. It's whatever the peanut butter and jelly stout is called. And then my number one is Freedom Lemonade, right? Again, I would drink this every day. I would wake up and drink a can of this before I got out of bed.
Damn.
Maybe I have a problem. I'm not sure.
Yes.
I do have a question, though. How often do you come here?
I've been here a handful of times. I'm not irregular, necessarily, but I've been here a handful of times with friends, and every time I come, I try to try something I've never had before.
Yeah.
So, like, I love Anti-Hero. I've been drinking Anti-Hero for 10, 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
I never get an Anti-Hero here. I want what's the most random thing that's limited right now.
Yeah.
That's what I try when I come here.
Awesome. I wish, if I lived in Chicago, I'd come here for sure. The atmosphere is great. The beer on tap is just so much better.
Agreed.
Yeah, and then they got a photo booth.
That's all you need.
Cheers
they got
that.
A photo booth.
Oh, that's
man.
The best
we
part.
We need to get in there. Honer, let's give you your top three, brother.
Yeah, brother. So I really don't drink Revolution beers, so today's like the most I've ever drank here. I would have to say.
Now he does.
Well, I was going to say.
Well, I mean, honestly, like Revolution is popular for the IPAs, and you're not an IPA guy.
Well, I am now, but back when I wasn't, I had the Anti-Hero series, and I was like, these all suck ass.
Whoa.
But, wow. guys,
but
listen,
make sure
listen.
You get that out
listen
of
no, listen, because I can defend myself. Okay. I had a IPA now, and I know that I would fucking love it now. Okay, Romeo?
Yeah.
Okay, cool then. So then I would say that my
it's
third...
your podcast, not mine. You can say whatever you want.
I would say it's going to have to be Freedom of Speech because that's the only one I could think of right now for my third, so we're going to go with that.
Oh, okay.
You're doing all three right now.
Yeah, I do all three.
Oh, shit. Well,
Steve set the precedent.
I know.
He hasn't Googled the other two yet.
I'm on the site. All right, so number two, I would have to say... it would have to be that Nelson that we just had because that literally is probably the best... Revolution beer that I've had, and yeah, it was an IPA, so maybe all the other ones are better now for me. I would have to say also number one, Freedom Lemonade. Fuck it, I'm gonna say it.
Wow, don't say it.
No.
Don't say it.
Hey, I have the freedom of speech to say this shit.
Clearly. He's
so,
just going off on a tangent.
Like Steve, I've been drinking Anti-Hero, you know, for a while. That will probably get my third spot, Anti-Hero. The second spot, this jumps right in here, the Freedom of Lemonade.
I think that's a better name for it, the Freedom of Lemonade.
Lemonade's been oppressed for a while, though.
I know. Everyone's like, that stupid lemon, it's so sour of a personality.
It's holding them down forever.
What are you protesting for? The Freedom of Lemonade.
It's more than just cleaning your dishes.
Actually, though, it would make sense because literally everything else is freedom of. So, really, you're not wrong.
Really?
Really.
Look who does his research.
I'm on the site, I said.
all right.
That is true, though. It does say that. Okay, but I know this is fantastic. Like, I was going to say that the strawberry lemonade one, but this overtakes it. This is fantastic. Number two. My number one is the DDH Hero, which we had just now, the Juicy IPA, the Hazy. I don't think I've ever had a Juicy IPA that good. It's
Ooh.
Just so smooth. And I had it straight off the
good.
Tap. Had it off the tap.
Yeah, off the tap.
And the can.
Best place to get it.
This makes it so good. Yeah, I'm drunk. Bruce.
My number three is Freedom of Speech. I love the peach one. It's very good.
Speech.
Number two is Freedom of Expression, which is their strawberry rhubarb. I'm a big fan of strawberry rhubarb pie. And then
I've
my
never
number,
heard you say that.
Number one is... PB Eugene. I a peanut butter porter. It's pretty fantastic. It's not heavy because it's a porter. So it we had it on the show just recently, and I was like, oh, eye-opening a little
was
bit.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Bruce, that's what I was referencing earlier, and they did a special version where they added jelly.
Well, that always is tricky. I will say we've had a lot of peanut butter jelly beers on here, and some of them hit.
No, some of them are like, awful.
Throw that away. So
I have had many peanut butter and jelly beers over the years where, like, oh, it's a peanut butter and jelly beer, and you eat it, and you're drinking it, you're like, oh, thanks. This one, I decided to try this one, you know, a month or two ago when I was here, and it rules. It truly does. Like, the rest of them just taste like garbage soggy bread. This one tastes like an Uncrustable melted in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Well, that goes back to, like, what Doug was saying earlier, is that they try to make beers that make you want another one, and that's just perfect. Like, they make it so it's a perfect blend.
I'm actually really excited for the cold time because I keep looking at it, and I'm like, you're calling my name.
That could be one that I like for sure.
But we're doing this list now.
And we'll have to go back and do this later.
Not future time.
We'll say number one.
I want to try the Sun Crusher as well. That's coming up in the summer, dude.
Yeah,
I want to crush some songs, dude. All right, Romeo.
All right, so my Revolution experience is a little bit different. I love the stouts, and I love the barrel-aged stuff. Is it okay to talk about those beers?
I don't like
sure,
that you do.
Sure, as long as you agree that you get none of the ones that are coming.
Yeah, we don't have to agree with you.
One of them is coming.
Oh, okay.
My number one, actually, is on the taster. My number three is the Rosa. That's the hibiscus. I love that. And then number two, the VSOR that I had. It's aged in rye barrels and a bunch of other things that I would have remembered a lot better had I not drank so many of them. So
always so good.
But yes, the VSOR was the initial beer I had here. It's a 15.7 or 50.8. So.
That's a seasonal beer, right?
Dude, you might like
heavy
that.
Hitter.
You might like that On and On Part 3.
I know.
That's what I had earlier.
I want to try that one.
16.6%. It tastes like a Dark Lord.
Yes, sir. It'll crush you, Tay.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going down.
What's number one?
Deep
one. What's number one?
Number one, I can't say. It's on the list. Can I say it if we haven't had it yet?
Yeah, you
can say whole time?
Death by Cherry.
How fucking dare you say it?
By far.
Why would you say it?
He said I could say it.
We didn't say it. Brian did.
Oh, somebody said it.
I told him. It was
Death by Cherry.
I'm looking at Bruce.
Looking right at me.
I'm pretty sure.
You can say it. You also could say it while you're wearing a button that says Bridgman, Michigan,
Romeo,
which is where we go to all the time. That's ooh, near our parts of the woods.
Romeo.
I do like Haymarket as well.
Bruce is not the boss here, so.
It's true.
Who is?
Nobody.
Fight.
We all have to
later.
Vote. We all have to vote.
March 1st.
March 1st.
Fight.
Special match. Yeah. Rule on the card.
Death by Cherry is my favorite.
Yes.
Though,
you're up.
I am indeed. My third is the Caramel Crisp.
Ooh.
That was like the collab with, like, it's called Garrett's. Garrett's,
yes.
Garrett's Popcorn. I really like that one a lot. I'm all about the sweet beers, the fruity beers, the sour beers. So that one hit the spot. But I feel like I'm so lame with these next two.
There's no such thing as lame.
I mean,
look at your favorite. It's not the world's favorite.
No, you guys already, like, named them. Like, I hate coming last in this regard.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Unoriginal.
I know. Yeah. My second is the Freedom Lemonade, and then my first is the Freedom Strawberry Lemonade.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot, but we cannot, unless, like, you got to talk to my therapist. Like,
or me. I can answer that.
You can sit down.
You're the therapist.
We're in trouble if that's the case.
You're a sour person though, right?
Yes, yeah. Strawberry lemonade. I actually really started to like wheat ales with lemon like a couple years ago. That's still one of my top favorite beers. So like getting the lemonade here, that was such a treat.
Yeah, this is the best lemonade. Like, I would drink this instead of lemonade.
Yeah.
I think it's healthier.
I'm going to have a
not for your liver, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna start up a lemonade stand and
flash some ID.
Good. I like that.
Except a little more expensive.
Actually, you probably would do well here in Chicago with a lemonade stand like that.
Right?
Thank you for seeing my vision.
You're welcome.
2020. Is that it? Everybody did their top three?
That was my top.
That might change. We have two more beers left, guys, so that might change here tonight.
Oh, I always go back.
All right, guys, that was it for our top shelf.
So let's go into our next ad.
Next shelf.
No ad. We're going to rate this beer. Dumbass.
Oh, sorry. It's different.
It doesn't know its own show.
I'm not at home. I'm not
like
in the comfort.
It's just a last minute ad.
He wants to show these ads.
I'm not in the comfort of our own studio, you know.
Man, if Brian had his way, it'd just be ads this whole time. We wouldn't even be on the show.
I just want to get paid.
Amen.
All right, so you know what? You didn't like going last. Brilliant, why don't you go first?
I also don't like that either.
The malcontent.
What's up?
Never had the Princess and the Pea.
Freedom of Lemonade.
Exactly. The what? Sorry? The
Freedom of Lemonade. What you got? What you think?
It is a beautiful 4.5 out of 5.
Nice. That's better than 2.5.
I mean, listen, that... despite what you guys might think, that is a very strong score for an IPA for me, okay? I was giving, like, zeros and ones, and Romeo over here, like, had a conniption.
But you always say, like, oh, this is pretty good for an IPA. If you say that, like, 8 or 9 times, like, you don't hate IPA.
Exactly.
I do hate IPAs. Are you scoring
the Nelson
super low.
Hero or the Freedom Lemonade?
Freedom Lemonade.
I mean, keep going, I'm going to have to charge hourly rate on this.
I mean, you bring up a good point, Romeo, if you say that a lot.
Yeah.
You might like
IPAs. You don't take sides here. It's a safe space.
You should judge.
If the average is 2.5, you're still failing.
But you're just like the Russian judge. You're the Russian judge.
Maybe 2.5 is your 5 for IPAs. Yeah.
2.5 is actually half of 5, which is average.
You know, I'm fine with C's right now. It gets degrees.
You graduate with a C, so.
I'm going to graduate with a C.
That's how I pass. That's how I pass.
I've never graduated. Romeo.
Yo.
What is your thoughts on the Rome?
The lemonade?
Yes.
Yep. I'll give it a. I'll give it a 4.
What?
Like I said, I'm just not a sour person.
Everybody.
But I like it.
The people here.
No, I'm a heavy barrel aged guy. I prefer that kind of stuff. But this is, I mean, if like it's very drinkable. Like I said, it's a boat drinking beer where you can just kill it. Like I'm fine with. I don't dislike it.
Somebody else can take you
and
home.
A 4 is good. 4,
four
is
great.
Five,
4
like,
is great. I was just giving
much
you 4
better
is great.
Than
that's
average.
A great
like
score.
That's like a B plus. Like,
no, it's an A. It's
4. 4 is better than 2.5.
Yeah.
You don't have to justify it.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce.
My guy.
I love sours, and I'm giving it a 4. So it's kind of weird.
Okay.
So like, it's really good, but there's so many more sours that I like more.
All right.
It hits the notes of lemonade.
Perfectly.
I would like something else.
Some beer.
In the mix, you know.
How about a punch in the face?
Sure. Make it more tart. Then I get that jowl, you know, right into the face. So I'm going to give it a 4. I really, really liked it. I'll drink it again over and over again. Yeah. But they're like, hey, the peach version's right here. I'm going to go that way.
So I think I'm going to give it a 5.
5-star.
What
banger.
The hell? Dude, I love it. I want more. Like, why did they give me this little glass? No, I'm just kidding. I might go buy another pint here soon because this is fantastic.
Good thing I'm driving.
Owner.
Who's driving us?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.5.
Nice.
I like it. It's really good. I could drink it a lot, but, you know, eventually the tartness is going to get old, and so will I.
I love it. Steve.
I will politely disagree with my predecessor here.
Yes.
I don't think that tartness gets old. I would have a pint of this daily. I'm going 5.0.
Yeah, 2.5s. Now, for the rating whores out there who follow along, we've never had more than 2 5.0s in an episode.
No, we have. We actually had 3.
It was like not that long ago.
Yeah, it was us 3. No, it was 3 of us, and then Bruce is the one that did not give it a 5.
Oh, there's 3. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Bruce is grading stuff appropriately.
Fuck myself.
But if there's more reviewers, hold on. Let's do a little math here. There are 6 people around this table, so percentage-wise, it's different. I'm just saying.
That's true, too. Which, we need more 5s on this, though.
Just 2. 2 seems strangely enough.
All right, guys, that's it for Top Shelf. We rated our beers. We're having a good time here at Revolution Brewery. Brewing. I keep saying brewery. That's not what they call themselves. Revolution Brewing.
Brewing.
We're having a great time.
No, it's just a made-up word.
Dude, drawing.
Just made it brewing.
Am I saying it
a ring of brews. A brew ring.
Revolution Brewing.
Brewing.
I can't say
brewing?
It
now. Like Aaron Burr?
Aaron Burr,
all
show
right.
Me.
Phil, hit it. Do you want to find a hidden gem in the Midwest craft beer scene? If so, your search is over. The Niles Brewing Company is a nano brewery that produces some of the finest craft beer in the Midwest, with several award-winning brews and more to come, thanks to the expertise of master brewer Brandon Townsley. Be sure to check Facebook and Instagram for updates on upcoming events. On Sundays, you can enjoy a delectable brunch collaborated with Jim's Smokin' Cafe from noon to 2 p.m., accompanied by Mimosa and Bloody Mary flight specials all day long. The brewery is located in Niles, Michigan, which features a social district downtown where patrons can enjoy their drinks outside on the sidewalk of Niles. For those seeking exceptional food, outstanding beers, and events that offer great company and entertainment, Niles Brewing Company is located at 206 East Main Street, Niles, Michigan, 49120. It is the ideal destination.
Bounce, 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 bounce. I'm bouncing in my chair like I'm fucking... What? Man, like I'm bouncing, 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 bouncing. Like a bouncy ball coming at you live at Revolution Brewery, cause Brian is stupid, see? I just like to copy him, paste me all over, you see? I just do this shit live, and I am trying to stay alive, and I'm trying to drink this shit up like it was all different, whatever, man. Yeah.
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 The next Eminem right there.
Spotify. Look for him.
I'm the Mexican Eminem.
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 Freestyle beat. Puff puff pass. Freeze type beat. 2024. Jinxin beats on YouTube.
Eminem. Welcome back, Drunk with Buds. We just had a great first two segments. Now we're gonna move on to our third segment. But before that, let's hop into our next beer. It is Cold Time Premium Lager. It is brewed low and slow, mellowed in our tanks for 4 weeks.
It's yeah, that's my number one.
This is,
Jesus.
He already had it.
Get through our top.
Yeah. See previous segment.
Hit them back again. 30 seconds, back 30 seconds.
So I didn't mention this is Revolution Brewing. Obviously, you know, we're doing a whole Revolution show. This is made with pure water from the Great Lakes. Ooh, which one? Midwest two.
Take a guess.
Once again, Google.
That's why he's doing a podcast.
Google, you don't need Google.
Midwest.
It's Ontario.
Yeah.
They should be from Ontario.
Mexican lager yeast and a touch of German hops. Cold Time is a clean, flavorful lager brewed for the moment when we can reward ourselves with an ice cold beer and say, oh, hell yeah.
The echo in the place.
Oh, hell yeah.
But let's face it, life can be a whirlwind of endless to-do lists, jam-packed schedules, and ever-looming deadlines. It can be hard to remember to take a beat to unwind and reconnect. Cold Time calls you to reclaim your time, and cheers to quality time spent with quality people over a quality beer. I feel like that we're doing that right now. We got quality time with a lot of us, with quality people here.
Yeah, it could have been smoother.
Sometimes my brother finds his way back.
As smooth as this beer.
Lost child.
Okay, so you should get a medium mouthfeel, crisp finish. Flavor should be white bread, no lingering bitterness. And the aroma is a fresh straw bread dough, soft hop spice. And it's the appearance. Do you guys see a dark gold body with white foam? So pretty much like a domestic beer. Let's try it out, guys.
Is it a lager?
Mm-hmm. Yes, premium. Premium lager.
Made with Mexican malts. If you missed that part on the big shabeel he put out.
Fantastic. Love it. It does have that Mexican lager feel, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else get that?
Yes. And I definitely taste that Great Lake action.
Ontario represent.
Well, you know, it's not Lake Michigan. The one that's like, you know, only a mile away.
They could outsource. I don't fucking know. Steve, what do you think about this?
I think it's good. So it's interesting. I didn't know until today that it had the Mexican yeast notes in it, because I've had it before. I really, really like it. But in Chicago, Modelo has kind of been the king for the last year or two. And this feels like a Miller High Life crossed with a Modelo, right? Like we're going to take these couple of things that are out there and do it better.
Nice. Now that makes me want to take a Miller High Life and a Modelo.
See,
mix them.
You don't have to. I don't know if I agree with the High Life. I think it's I think it's more old stylish. It's got that creamy end.
Okay,
to it.
Fair. Yeah.
So I feel like it's just a Mexican lager, what we call in the bend, a two pole, where you mix two. So like it's a Modelo and an old style.
I agree with that. I rescind what I said earlier. It's a Modelo and an old style. You're right.
Oh, nice. He changed his mind.
Well, I'm going to change both of your minds, and I'm going to say like I think it tastes like a Miller Lite with a what was the other one?
A Modelo.
A Modelo.
He came out so strong, and then it was like and he fluttered. I don't know.
I just don't believe in myself sometimes.
He's a good start, but he never finishes.
What about you, Rum?
So true.
I'm not a huge domestic person, but I do enjoy this.
Like, and get out of the country.
You just like domestic violence?
He said he's not a huge domestic.
Yeah, talk
for Insert record scratch. Sound clip. No, I like
edit,
it.
Edit.
I like it. I just like something a little more in my beer, and I feel like Mexican lagers generally have a little more of a lime kind of tint to them. So I like it.
It's not a Mexican lager.
Are you asking for like a lime to be put into it?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
You do that.
You could
so
ask.
Much.
I do, yeah.
You could have asked for it.
But a lager should have a lime, I think.
He's got like a lime disease. He wants all lime.
I mean, a friend of mine, I love Heineken's, but then he put a lime in a Heineken and it made it like eight times.
World changing.
The world changing.
Steve, I want to know something real quick.
Yes, sir.
Is there going to be someone that comes out at Trouble Is Brewing with like beer and just like Stone Cold's it? I want that to happen.
There are some things in discussion.
Okay.
There are a couple of different interesting things in discussion.
I'm starting to change the subject.
Don't do this next time. Don't do this.
Yeah, you definitely did that.
That was just on my mind. I want to ask you.
Oh, it's on your mind, huh?
Stop! Brouillette, what'd you think?
Great segue.
Thanks
the only woman
setup.
On the podcast. What do you think?
No visuals. I actually really, really like this.
Nice.
So this is like a 3.5 for me. That is two. What are you shaking your head
for?
You don't rate it.
Don't rate it.
Your first thoughts.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, at the bottom of the glass, it could be a different rating.
It's true.
That is, well, but so. Okay, then I will rescind my rating.
You like it, though, you said.
No, that's good,
I do. I actually really like this. I like how cold it is. I feel like also, like, my family would really like this, too. So, like, your thoughts on, like, Miller and Heineken and all that shit that I kind of listen to is right up my family's alley. So I would love to actually take this back to my dad.
We got plenty.
Yeah.
I think this is going
to
be a good.
Be at our house,
this
so
would be
good.
A good Super Bowl beer,
yes.
Actually. Football yes. watching beer.
We are supposed to bring some beer to the
We're
Super
not,
Bowl party.
Because I don't want to drink anything after this because we've had a lot.
Yeah.
A lot to live up to, yes. All right, let's get into our next
segment.
Yeah,
let's get into that next segment, won't you? Go ahead and hit it.
I can't stop coughing.
Die by reveal, die by reveal, die by reveal. One star, two, three star, four, maybe a couple of fives. Die by review, die by review, die bar review. Die bar reviews is where I read 1 through 5 star reviews for dive bars I'll probably never visit. All right, let's do this thing. Today we're digitally visiting Guthrie's Tavern in Chicago, Illinois.
Anybody been there?
Guthrie's. No.
Or is it Guthrie's?
Guthrie's.
No.
I'm sure it's Guthrie's.
Steve's never been there either. Guthrie, is it? I don't know.
Yep, it's Guthrie.
Well, Google.
You've
Google,
been there?
I have not.
Oh. Well, Google says, neighborhood watering hole with lots of board games and microbrews in a cozy, laid-back setting. Let's see if our reviews agree. Gideon Smith, 2-star, says, the staff was rude. We were expecting a friendly and welcoming environment, but we were met with the opposite, demanding bartenders and slow service. The board games were fun, though.
That's the opposite of Revolution Brewing.
Yeah.
That guy's name is Gideon, though, so his standard is a little high.
He's probably born in 1908.
He's dead, though.
Wow.
Well, if he was born in
1908. Deductive reasoning says yes.
Angel Santiago with a 1-star says,
was there last night, and a girl bartender that closed needs to check her attitude. I asked if she can make a fun drink with Red Bull, then she suggested vodka Red Bull. Obviously, she was being lazy. Then I was like, there's nothing else you can make. Then she says sarcastic, well, you let me know what fun drink with Red Bull. Never again. Worst service ever.
Yeah, vodka Red Bull is so boring. I agree.
I mean, Google, it looks fun on Google. Like,
there's that Google again. Everyone's like, answer, it's Google.
4.6 on Google. Like, can't really. Fuck Gideon.
No free ads.
Where's Guthrie's at? Where's Guthrie's at?
I just like how Romeo's the first one to actually look it up as I'm talking about it. None of you guys for this whole time.
You're supposed to tell us about it. It's not our job.
Yeah, but you could actually look up photos of it. Like he
All
is.
I know is I think I gave you the list to choose it from. So.
No, this actually wasn't on your list, bitch.
Is Joker right. Buds going down?
I think it was the 10 best dive bars of Chicago.
Oh, that's really thoughtful of you.
No, and I didn't even look at the list.
He didn't.
Couldn't tell by the reviews. Yeah.
All right, David Boyd with the 3-star says, friendly, scruffy neighborhood place a few blocks down from Wrigley Field. They seem shorthanded, but to be fair, they did have a help wanted sign, and we are there after a rain or at a Cubs game.
Ooh, scruffy looking.
Oh, no. The scruffy neighborhood.
Wrigleyville is not a scruffy.
Yeah, it's not scruffy.
I love Wrigley.
I think the bar scruffy. Is scruffy. I pulled it up
Richie
here.
Richie neighborhood.
Is it scruffy? No. I'd still go.
What would you say is scruffy? I don't understand the term.
Scruffy would be anywhere in the south side, really.
Yes.
Actually,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That might be painting them a little bit of rose color on the south side.
I mean, I feel like these Rough people.
Hair.
Yes.
They don't
Bruce
get
is
dying.
With the hard takes, man. How you doing?
We've got a guest.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
What are you drinking over there?
Beer.
Yeah.
He gotcha.
He's an A to B guy. Yes.
Yeah, I don't drink anything else. All right.
Moving on. Give that man a sticker. Give that man a sticker.
Give him a sticker and a shirt.
Shirt? What size are you? Large.
Well, you got an extra large. There you go.
Here you go.
Thank you for stopping by.
It'll keep you warm at night.
Yes. A nice 90 for you.
It'll shrink. There you go. It's 100% cotton. It'll shrink.
Yeah.
Hey, you better wear it tonight.
Yeah.
You better wear it.
Tell your friends. Tag us.
Hold on. We got some more for you. Hold on.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
We got a couple stickers for you, too.
It's a whole table of them
yes.
over there.
Yeah. There
Be
you
sure
go.
To check out Trouble's Brewing March 1st.
See you there.
Thank you.
Yes.
First guy to show up gets shit.
I like his curiosity, though.
All right, Reed
now
Wilson.
Get the fuck out.
Reed Wilson, 1-star says.
What's those commercials where it's like not becoming your dad? That he's doing that.
I mean, he was cool though.
Yeah,
check,
cool.
I'm gonna check out the riffraff over here.
Yes.
All right,
is he scruffy?
Something is amiss.
He's gonna tell his grandkids. All right, Reed Wilson, 1-star says, two male employees were extremely disrespectful to our group of friends. This included kicking us out of the bar and forcing us to leave while our female friend was alone in the bathroom, disregarding her safety. It was upsetting considering we had a lovely night there otherwise.
I want to know the story behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, whoever posted that is so in the wrong and leaving out 90% of the story. It's like four dudes peeing on the bar, and they're trying to kick him out. They're like, we got a girl with us. You can't kick us out. So, you know, it's something like that.
Yeah.
This is like a night with Honer out in the bar.
I don't just pee on things. All right, Dawn Raystor.
I do other things, too. I bake. I freestyle.
The freestyle is why you got kicked out, not the pain.
You watch your mouth over there.
Baking.
Don Raysdorf with a 3-star says, meh, okay, but some gamers are way too loud. Couldn't carry on a conversation. Unfortunately, I had coffee, and it wasn't the greatest, but would probably go again for a few drinks and games.
I don't go to a bar for its coffee. I'll tell you that right now.
Agree.
Are we sure this wasn't about a coffee shop?
Yeah. What is
Did
that?
She mix up her Yelp reviews?
Just wanted to write a review.
Different type of brew.
Caitlin Lawson, 1-star, says,
excessively rude stuff. When my friend went up to pay the tab, the bartender yelled at him to sit down rather than stand at the bar. When he gave her a lesser tip for the rudeness, another bartender called him over, scolded him, and handed him a pen so he could change the tip amount. It was inexcusable, and never, ever come back.
Sounds false.
There seems to be a very theme here. It seems like a whole bunch of hipsters are going to a dive bar.
That was one group. Yeah, that was one group of people.
I used to deliver pizzas, and I was tipped 25 cents once.
They give you a quarter, or did they just write in 25 cents?
They wrote it on the credit card sheet.
That would have been worse if someone was like, here's a quarter. That would have been worse.
25 is worse than zero, though, I feel like, in that case.
It is.
Like,
yes. What the fuck was the point of that?
I mean, did you deserve it?
No.
I showed up on time.
Cheese was running.
He didn't even deserve 25 cents.
No, he doesn't deserve that punishment.
I gave her the pizza. And I left.
I mean, even back in Gideon's days, you know, like, it was probably not worth that much. Like,
a quarter got you places back in those days.
It baffles my mind. You wrote down 25 cents. Just do the slash if you don't want to do it, you know? I probably got 15 cents
we
after
do,
the
here
government.
Here at Drunken Buds, we don't condone not tipping your pizza delivery driver.
Thank you.
It's like, this is how mad I am. I want to write four numbers versus one number.
And the pizza was probably really good. It was a great place to work
You didn't
at.
Make it, though. No, but didn't. John Altenhofen finishes us off with the 4-star, says, a great neighborhood bar with good beer selection. This bar in particular is special for the large selection of board games available to its guests. Grab a pint in a Candyland and enjoy a relaxing night with some friends.
That sounds like something I'd write.
So somebody was upset that literally board gamers were too loud. This wasn't like
hectic game of sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
There was a Monopoly game that lasted 6 hours instead of 5.
Wow. Sorry, bitch.
Sit the fuck down.
Uno.
+4.
Go back to start, motherfucker.
+4, miss bitch. All right, so there you have it. If you're ever in Chicago, after or before a Cubs game, swing on by to Guthrie's Tavern and have a beer and enjoy some board games with some friends. Just don't stand at the bar when you're ready for your bill and sit your ass down and be patient. Let's go after this show. Want to? All right, back to you, Blase.
Yes, please. All right, thank you for that, owner. Let's get your guys' thoughts on Cold Time.
All right, I'm going to go first. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 5. I honestly think that this is – I love domestics. I love crafts. And they mix them together to make, like, the perfect fucking beer that I could drink, like, almost all the time. If I could replace domestics with this one, I think I would.
The beer was called Cold Time, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I said it wrong. Steve, what about you?
Oh, man, I'd easily go at least a 4. Let's say a 4, because, as I said, I like the more flavorful beers as my personal palate. But as far as lagers go and domestics go, this is better than Old Style. It's better than a Miller. It's better than a Modelo. I think it is crisp and fresh. And, again, I can drink many of these. So I go a straight 4.
Oh, that's great. Great score. I'm going to give it a 5 as well, Honer. I agree with you on everything.
Let's touch tips.
I love the fact that I can drink this during any time of the day. When I'm mowing the yard, when I'm watching wrestling.
When you're peeing with your brother in
the
bar.
When I'm watching Warrior Wrestling. If it's here at Trouble is Brewing.
March 1st.
When I come to Trouble is Brewing on March 1st, this is the beer I'm going to order. Ooh. And then I'm going to get lemonade, and then I'm going to just have a great time.
With your brother.
And then tonight, I'm going to have some for the Super Bowl. So this is fantastic. 5.
Bruce. I'm going to give this a 4. It's really good, but it's not great. I mean, I'll drink it. I'll keep drinking it, but it's not going to make me like, oh, I'm back at Revolution. Cold Time? No. There's too many things that's going to beat it. So because of that, I can't give it more than that. It tops out at 4. And if I'm going to watch the wrestling show here, I'm going to get the wrestling bean beer. I'm not going to get Cold Time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. 4, still a great score. It is clean. It is simple. But simple in the good way. It no frills. Easy to drink.
Sorry for offending you. Romeo.
I'm going to go 375. This isn't my go-to beer. It is very good, but I just, there's just like stuff I like more here, so.
Okay, okay.
I'll go 3.75.
You rated based off comparing?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's a good, like if you, like I had this after I had a big heavy stout, so it's a good balance to having a huge fucking 16%, 15% beer.
Yeah. I think you like the next one, right?
Yes, for sure.
All right, Juliet.
Brulette.
Wrong.
Brulette. Son again. Of a bitch. I'm just
bigger cue cards next.
We need on the wall. We need everything on the wall.
Your jerseys to say Brulette.
I was saying, I really need to come up with a name tag.
I need the Apple Vision Pro. Just
I mean, that's what the beer name was, and he did the beer details.
Shut the fuck up. Let's go. Brulette.
Yes, I'm going to say 3.5.
All right, that's good.
Yes, yes, very much that's so. Good.
The Russian judge is in the
I'm
house.
Not a Russian
yes,
judge.
Yes, you are.
So you're Ukrainian.
What does that mean?
Not the same thing as
notorious
for
giving Americans lower scores.
Yeah.
Are you Russian?
No.
Russian to get to the next beer.
Oh, that's what I live with.
I'll live with him.
I'm ready for the housewarming party.
You're coming.
Oh yeah.
I mean, is that a you or
no?
No,
somebody pees on no. stuff they shouldn't pee on, so.
Okay.
Are you there?
Wait,
well,
who's
we have
peeing?
A dog that does that too, so I'm fine with Honer doing that as well.
I pee everywhere.
Hey, yeah. Sometimes I like to act like a dog.
Yeah, but Robbie's real
what,
cute.
What?
I pee Honer. Everywhere I want. Brulette, did you rate her?
She gave it 3.5.
Okay, let's move on.
That's right. I'm going to go there.
Worst host ever.
Time Bob management Barker. Guy.
Oh, yeah. On a country road with my heels on. Running around with my thrill heels. On. Gonna wear a spiky cologne. I don't know what that meant, but I'm gonna say it. So I'm spitting around like I'm a fucking serpent. Yeah, yo. I'm trying to surface everything I got, everything I'm feeling. I'm doing it, man, and I'm trembling, man, and I'm trying to get into a fucking rumble, man, and I'm doing it like Rumpelstiltskin.
Who?
Who? I don't know. What's
got
his
styles.
Name?
Turning straw into gold is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, that's
straw
what I meant.
Straw into gold is Rumpelstiltskin.
Hey, hey, that's what I meant.
Stealing the firstborn child, too.
Now get out of my swamp before I beat your ass. Free country rap.
Not your mangrove.
Type B, Rumble. Young Troubadour on YouTube.
YouTube. Welcome back. Drunk with Bedardians. We are here at Revolution Brewing. Man, it's a great time. We're having fun. We're all drinking, having a great time. Giving out some good scores to these beers, but let's move on to our next
our
beer.
Our last beer is Death by Cherries, Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels with cherries. Sweet, tart, and redolent of oak. So unfermented sweet and tart cherries complement a dry-leaning combination of Death's tar barrel-aged Imperial Oatmeal Stout barrels in this classically satisfying blend of blends. The pair of fruits harmonize with the occurring aromatics.
Aromatics.
Ah, shit.
Aerobics. Beer aerobics.
It's awesome.
of American oak and focus the immensity of flavors of the stout with judiciously metered acidity. What is going on? What is going on with all these words? All right, 14.3% ABV. Yeah, you should have
some tasting notes though.
Yeah, you should have yeast is ale yeast, hops, magnum, centennial, malt, pale ale, roasted barley, oat malt, rolled oats, dark crystal, black malt, appearance, black with red tint, tan foam, body mouthfeel, full bodied, medium finish, flavor, chocolate, fudge, sweet, tart, cherry.
So it tastes like cherry.
Hey, that's one of our old friends. Yeah. Cherry.
You. Black with red tits.
You know it.
Tart cherry.
I miss you, cherry.
Aroma, chocolate-covered cherry. Cocoa. Cocoa.
Hey, this isn't Read with Buds. It's Drunk with Buds, so we're going to do what we do.
And it's not my fault that you guys made me read on the very last one where I had like a 16%.
I had a sheet, too.
I will say, by going off your description, even though it was a little bit weird, this beer matches that description.
Thank you. I knew you would understand.
I'm gonna have to disagree. Hearing what he said, I don't know. I don't know if we're drinking beer or what
well,
this is.
What did I say?
I've known this guy for 30 some years, so I know who he is.
I'm 32.
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying. It matches the description. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Wow. I honestly think if anybody has this as their number one of Revolution beers, I feel like they're a bitch. And they should be body slammed into like any kind of cement.
Well, save that for Bruce Trivia.
And then I also think they should be put wet cement over their body. And then I feel like we should all wait for it to dry and then they could just die.
Steve, I feel like you found your seventh match. For Troubles Brewing.
Can I go back to what Honer said? Like,
no holds brewed.
Like, what an imagination this guy has. Like, really.
Thank you so much.
Drinking like Jerry. I love you, even though you hate the beer I want.
That's all right.
Hey, man, we don't like that.
So what's our first thoughts? Let's just go, like, shake it out.
Like I said, it matches the description. It's just not my favorite thing. Cherries and beer is not my favorite thing. Not bad, though.
I thought he was going to break out the
song.
These are some of my favorite things.
Let's start from Brulette down. Brulette.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. I actually really like this beer. A lot. Wouldn't drink it a lot because it is super strong, and I'd be on my ass in like 30 minutes. Like this right here, this little taster is going to put me out, but it's delicious.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
No rating.
I'm not going to. I love this beer. That's all I got.
Ooh.
Hey, don't feed us too much.
He would marry it.
This beer is syrupy, dark chocolate cherries. That's three descriptors I can give. It's not bitter. It's just bittersweet. And then it's got that cherry pow at the end and a little bit syrupy. And if you like that kind of like thicker syrup, then it's downtown. Chi-town.
Okay,
can I say another thing?
No.
So you know how, like, there's cherries and chocolates?
Yeah.
It's kind of how it feels, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's probably what they're going for. Yeah.
I don't like cherries and my chocolates.
Absolutely. Cherry and chocolate is delicious.
All right, go ahead, Brent Hunter.
So he skips this.
I wasn't going to say anything.
This guy pointing out the obvious.
You don't want to say nothing. All right, cherries. Steve. Need to know.
Yeah, I like the word syrupy. I was going to say it's like a molasses, ooh, right? Like, this is a main event beer. This is not a beer you have three or even two of. It's a beer you have one of and you savor and you let it drip over your tongue and wash down into your taste buds.
Dessert beer.
It's a dessert beer.
Would you bathe in it?
I might. Oh. Maybe once in my life. And then I'll be good forever.
I would bathe in his vocalization of what this beer is.
Ooh. That's why we make a good tag team.
Do I need to leave you with them? Like,
I mean, they're
fun.
You
can slick. If you need to go home with them, you can go home with
all
them.
Thank God.
It's a win.
It took four segments.
Win. We got what I want, boys.
Hey, mission accomplished.
Hey, now I can see where those black eyes came from.
That is the second domestic violence reference.
Yeah, that's
on
a
this
lot.
Episode.
That's one more than you know the what? Comedian all, that got canceled.
You, okay? You know what? Maybe I love domestic violence.
Not Morgan, part of that.
That is not sponsored by a
We do not condone that.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
We do the opposite of condone that.
Matt Rife is here with us tonight.
What? You wish
just
he
kidding.
Was.
Oh. My girlfriend loves Matt Rife.
I liked him for a while.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Is that the super comedian. Bro dude on TikTok?
The super bro dude.
Didn't the porn star Lisa Ann get kicked out of his show?
Yes. Facts.
Man, he got real excited.
Yeah, he did.
You guys have some.
I follow it.
You have some deep cut knowledge
it comes
here.
To my notes on Yahoo
just
or
like
whatever.
Lisa Ann.
Pornhub.com.
Everybody friends. Here is fucking lying if they don't know.
I'm
what,
learning
we're talking
so much about you today. It's a revolution.
Yeah. See, they all know.
All right, let's get to that last segment.
Let's get to the last segment, okay?
Now that we've fucked up
Lisa
this psyche.
Ann segment. No,
I gotta pee again, man.
Bruce.
Stressing.
Bruce.
Trivia. It must be right. It's time for Bruce Trivia tonight.
Bruce Trivia coming
TNT,
at you
back
live.
At it.
Welcome to Bruce Trivia. Today we have an extra special Bruce Trivia. We have Tag Team Trivia. Hey, we have in one corner the Super Town.
It's TNT.
Yeah, it's TNT. No, it's
town and town. And town to town. Town
to town. Town to town. That infers a lot of not good things. Anyway, we got Romeo, where art thou, Juliet?
Woo! Hello.
So we're going to do a special.
They're
going to
lose.
Special. Yep, they're going to lose. Tag team. I need to know who is going to be in the ring first.
I guess it's me.
We got Romeo. Got
Romeo.
Who's going to be in the ring for the Super
Bowl? I'll go first.
And Honer, grab that button in front of you there.
Oh, he's watching. He's watching.
All right. So this is very easy. Each member has three wrong answers slash or being beaten by the other person.
Steve's a special guest.
That's right. Steve is the special guest.
He's a referee.
After each trivia side, at the same time, each has to choose, are you going to tag out? Are you going to try to attempt a pin or wrestle? Meaning just answer the question. You can only pin someone who has two or more wrong, like one life left or zero life. Pinning for a win and two, you need to get two in a row if they have one life left, one in a row if they only have zero left. So that's all we're going to do. You can't tag out if someone's pinning attempt on you. And everyone must be tagged in at least once. So you can't write out the whole game on the sidelines. Oh.
That was their strategy.
That's why she was stretching to sit down.
Yeah. Damn it.
Okay, so this is going to be hard, so no, there's no cheaters. All right, get your hands on your buzzers. All these questions and trivia things are quite easy. So, Steve, you have a hard job in front of you. This is the Chinese New Year of what? Oh, Honer.
I don't know that.
Dragon.
Oh, my goodness. He's off to a correct. Ooh. You are... got one minus. You got lost one.
That's all right.
All right, now I need to know. And on the count of 3, 2, 1, you guys didn't tell me you're going to tag or wrestle?
I'll wrestle.
2, 1.
I'm going to wrestle.
Wrestle.
All right, wrestling. All right. Here it goes. Next question. What's the king of beers? Oh, Honer.
Budweiser.
That's correct.
Revolution.
Oh, you might want to tag out there, Romeo.
Hey, get their.
Yeah. He's down two. He's down two.
Get their tag out.
Get their dick out of your mouth.
Keep in mind what you're going to do here because I say 3, 2, 1, hey, don't tell me ahead of time.
I'm talking 3, 2, tag out.
1. Okay.
Wrestle.
Ooh, I thought you were going to try to pin.
I have to be in. Ooh. I have to at least be in.
I'll get you next.
Okay. Brulee Yet and Honer, are you ready?
No.
Yes.
Who's in this Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got it.
That would be the Chiefs and the
49ers. Yeah!
There you go! Yeah. All right, Honer's got a loss.
I did know that one.
Are you guys going to wrestle? 3, 2, 1.
Wrestle.
Yes.
Tag.
Oh, switch the buzzer over.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, ref.
Oh, I'm sweating.
All right. Here comes the next one. The First Amendment is heavily featured in what Chicago brewery?
Next.
Nope. Time's out.
That thing's not lit up.
Revolution, guys. Freedom of speech.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about Revolution Brewing. We're sitting in Revolution.
I pressed it.
Bruce is telling me for 2 hours. He's like, this is the easiest stuff.
You should
have
tagged in.
No, I didn't know.
That was pretty easy if you thought about it. All right. Are you going to tag or not? 3, 2, 1.
Tag.
Wrestle.
Oh, they tagged.
Oh, you think you're smarter.
Not much.
Here we go.
Hit your head on your microphone as you said that.
This type of bird is featured with a word island in the Chicago brewery. Yes.
Goose
Island?
That is right. Both the Town Brothers have one loss.
I don't deserve that.
3, 2, 1. What are you
doing?
Wrestle.
Wrestle. I'll wrestle.
All right.
I don't have the hot tag yet.
What type of shot is given to a first-timer to Chicago and most local pubs? Oh, what's going on over here?
Malort, baby.
That is right. Oh.
Tag.
I fucking knew it because I hate that shit.
3, 2, 1.
Tag.
I'm in. I'm wrestling.
Wrestling. I thought you'd attempt to pin so they couldn't tag out.
Oh, I'll pin. Oh. I'm going to attempt to pin.
It's too late now. You said wrestle.
I want to give him a chance.
No, too late, bitch.
All right, here we go. Who says, what you going to do, brother?
Phew.
All right, what you got?
No.
When they come for you, bad boys.
No,
bad
who
boys.
Says it?
Who says it? Who says it?
Look at Steve.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't.
Hey, you lose a thing. You got down to zero now.
No, one.
No, zero, baby.
Okay. All right.
That's zero. It was Hulk Hogan, by the way. Hulk Hogan says what you're going to do.
I'm too drunk. She doesn't know that.
All right.
Though.
No, but I didn't hit the buzzer.
Not yet. 3, 2, 1.
Pin.
Oh, you can't tag out.
Okay.
So you got to get this right or you lose the game.
That's not going to happen.
It just did happen.
No, it didn't.
What is the CM in CM Punk?
Oh.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
College made.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, my God. He missed it.
I don't know.
I don't have to.
Chicago made.
Oh, that's what I just said.
College made. I said Chicago.
He said college made.
Everyone heard college.
College made.
I literally Steve's said Chicago.
You said college.
Replay it.
I will.
Replay it.
No.
I know.
You're wrong.
No, it doesn't matter what
it Yeah, replay that
it
shit.
Doesn't it doesn't matter what that says. The referee said, nope, you are out.
You said college.
He said college made.
I said Chicago.
Also,
Chicago made is not even correct, so you're wrong.
What is it?
Oh, snap.
It's Chick Magnet. He was originally part of a tag team called the Chick Magnets.
I want him on my team.
Yeah.
He's the ref. He's the ref.
Tag him out.
Okay, our guy.
They can't pin you anymore because they failed, so you can say tag.
We
Three,
kicked out.
3, 2, 1.
Should have let him
tag.
Do it.
I didn't know that was
Are you wrestling?
Wrestling
I guess he's wrestling.
Oh, yeah, wrestling.
That one. No, man, the one that's already drunk though. Is your beer. The one, this is mine.
What beer was famously the top beer served at Wrigley Field, but was ousted in 2013? Yes?
PBR.
Oh, sorry. That was Old Style. That's old Style is the Cubs say. Beer.
You guys told me the wrong one.
Two down, zero down, you got one left. Two and two.
I have two?
Yep.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Pin.
Tag. No, I gotta wrestle.
He's saying he's gonna pin you.
Okay.
So.
That means she has two.
Well, she's got one left, so you gotta get two in a row to pin her here.
Come on.
So all you gotta do is get one right, or him miss one.
Wait, who is it?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
You said pin.
I did.
Who is the ex-WWE wrestler who has a match of Trouble with Brewing? Trouble is Brewing. We talked about it today.
Get it.
Yes.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
Jeff, I can't hear you with that.
I'm sorry. That's one line. God. I'm sorry.
You can't tell?
Can I do it? No.
No, she's
can't.
Being pinned right
you
now.
You can't.
Mustafa Ali. We talked about this earlier.
I told her that.
You can't help me, though.
I don't know what the ref is going to allow, but he didn't say anything, so.
You can't
Stop
help me.
Breaking down here, guys. Everybody back to your corners.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right, so the pin and the tip is still happening.
Tag me back in.
You can't.
I had to answer to that
You don't can't answer it. You weren't tagged in.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's pinned, motherfucker.
You can't.
Like, we don't have any more questions. What do we do?
You got to get this one right, or he gets it wrong, or the game is over.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm very ready.
These two types of dark, thicker beers are often mistaken for each other. Yes.
You got
get
it.
The fuck
okay.
With me.
Wow.
Oh,
you
shit.
Cannot help.
Is she the one who was in first? Okay.
Stout and a porter.
That is correct. No pin.
All right,
way
tag.
To get back in. Okay, they can't attempt to pin against you. You are able to tag if you wish. 3, 2, 1.
Tag.
All right.
Tag.
Hit the button you want to hit so much.
All right,
I
you got
pin.
0 left. You got 1 left. And you got 0 left.
I have 2 left.
I have 0.
Said I have 2 left.
I don't have 0.
Yeah, because you just lost. Every time you lose.
Yeah, he's right.
More death by cherry. Please.
His rules.
All right, this type of tag match in wrestling has no tagging in it.
Tornado tag match.
That is correct.
Ooh. I didn't know that.
I'm a wrestling fan, man.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Wrestle.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, pin. Fuck.
Yeah, you're done. Punk kids do this to a certain porch decoration in October, but it's also...
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh. That's right.
Pin.
Just fucking defeat us.
It's also a band from Chicago.
Yes.
I was trying to give you guys some hope.
I tried.
My brother came through.
All right, he's going for a pin. You don't have any choice. You know he's going to say because you can't
chaos.
Tag out. So you have 0 left. You have to get this right, or he has to miss it to live.
I will get it right.
Oh, I have to do something?
This actor is a huge Cubs fan. Got his jobs at Second City Comedy Show before going to SNL in the movies. Oh.
You don't know this.
Thank you.
John Cusack.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
The Supertown Brothers are your winner.
TNT.
Very well done.
TNT.
TNT in this motherfucker.
Town and town.
Give your victory speech over the Romeo and Juliet.
I just want to say they ain't shit. We always shit. We always going to be shit. You guys ain't going to be shit ever because we just won.
I had to pee the whole time.
Me too.
I still got to pee.
Yeah, you're probably right about most of that.
As the great Ice Spice said, you ain't even the fart.
Oh. What does that mean? All right.
These were pretty easy questions.
That was Bruce Trivia.
That is the
Bruce
third domestic battery reference.
Yeah. Damn.
Too much.
That was Bruce Trivia.
I liked your answer, though.
It's a family show, Bruce.
That was a good rebuttal. Really, it's not a family person.
All right. We need thoughts on these beers and reviews and ratings.
Can't mess this up.
All right. We already know what's going to happen here. So, Romeo, why don't you lead us off?
5.0. I love this. Can I finish?
No.
I love this beer. I love the Death series, and I love the Deep Wood series. So, 5.0 across the board.
You love this beer. I didn't pick up on that.
Is this the most fives we've had on the show before?
Did you give the beer a ring?
Do you love this beer?
I do love this beer. With a passion.
Juliet, what do you got?
So, I mean, I like the beer. But I don't like love the beer. I mean, it's a solid.
It's not the fourth.
It's a solid 4.0 for me.
Nice.
Put it on Bruce's. Steve,
I would also go with a 4.0. For me to get above that, it's got to be something I can drink a lot of. And to me, this is a
and
special
girly.
Beer. This is and girly, correct. This is a special dessert beer, and for what it is, 4.0, very good.
Honer.
I'm going to give it a 3.75. I'm not really a huge fan of stouts. So, yeah, it was drinkable, yeah, but, like, not the best.
Bruce.
I'm sorry, guys, but for what exactly it's trying to be, a dessert, chocolate, strawberry, and it's like, they're like
it's cherry.
Pulling.
Cherries.
Yeah, cherries.
Cherries, whatever.
He knew it a half hour ago.
Half an hour ago. It, you know what it's asking for. It's delivering, it's death by chocolate and cherries. And they are delivering. I know what they're going for. So I'm going to give it a 5. 5.0.
Yeah, man.
All right.
There ain't no way.
Yep.
All right. So
Brian?
So I kind of dogged it at the beginning. I gave it less than a stellar review, but the more I drank it, the more I started to enjoy it. So I'm going to give it a 4. I thought it was very good. And like I said, everything that it described was perfect. It's how it tasted. So, great. Good job.
Great job.
Death by cherries. I got to pee.
So do I.
All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. We're here at Revolution Brewery. Brewing. I want to thank Doug Bilecki for joining us earlier today.
Thank you, Doug.
Steve Tortorello from Warrior Wrestling.
Of course.
Thank you for giving us your time. Romeo and Juliet. I know you got a Super Bowl party to go to with maybe wings or not. I don't know.
There will be wings one way or another.
Exactly.
Death by wings.
And this is the heart of Chicago right here. So Revolution Brewing, fantastic beers. Thank you for the hospitality. We definitely want to do this again. Bruce, shouts out to the top 15 cities.
Chicago, Illinois, up in Indiana, Inglewood, Ohio, Dublin, Leinster, Ireland, Rocky River, Ohio, Mishawaka, Indiana, Franklin, Maine, Hesse, Germany, Bayonne, New Jersey, Raleigh, North Carolina, Minnehaha, New Jersey, Wayne, New Jersey, St. John's, Michigan, Cortland, New York, Bolivia, North Carolina, Sylvia, North Carolina, Niles, Michigan, Charlotte, North Carolina, Knox, Indiana, Riverview, Florida, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mooresville, Ontario, Canada, Lansing, Michigan, Elk River, Minnesota, Colono County, Tipperary, England, Egg Harbor, New Jersey, Indianapolis, Indiana, Lyndhurst, New York, Atlanta, Georgia, New Carlisle, Indiana, North Bergen, New Jersey, Mesa, Arizona, Orania, Leicester, England, Lafayette, Indiana, and Bengaluru, Kannanarta, India.
Whoa. Shouts out.
Yeah.
Honer, shouts out to our premium subscribers.
That's a reach.
All right, shouts out to the great one, Vic, Matt Snyder, and Sylvia. Thank you guys so much for being our premium sponsors.
Also, Doug Vilecki, you can follow him Honer, do you have his Instagram tag?
It's Beer Aficionado.
On Instagram. Steve, you got any promos?
Yeah, March 1. If you've got tickets, we'll see you here. If not, we're sorry. Stay tuned for the next one.
All right, Romeo and Brilliant. Got socials you want to shout out?
Just us.
Romeo and Brilliant, yes, is the handle. It is not just
we
us.
Got others.
Romeo and Brilliant.
Yes. hold on. We want to shout out Riverlands. We want to shout out Church Street, Two Hound Red, a couple of different breweries that we love.
No, sorry. You can't shout them out. Just you.
Yeah, let's edit that out.
You won't.
And as always, you can find us on all social media platforms. Look for us at Drunkle Buds Podcast. That's Instagram, X, Threads, Facebook, and anywhere you find podcasts. Please rate and subscribe to us as it helps us tremendously when people look for us. Bruce, you got anything?
Beer Bandit, Bruce. Bruce the Beer Bandit, everything else, including Untapped. Check out our Teespring. We got lots of merch on there, including the Trouble of Brewing, designed mostly by our Romeo just sitting here. Come see us. We will be live in the VIP section at Trouble of Brewing right here at Revolution Brewing on 3-1 of this year. It's time for us to say one final thing. Stay sexy, everyone.
Actually, you can follow me at Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos.
I'm getting it.
I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me, and I'm also the social media guy for Drunkle Buds. So if you're talking to us, you're talking to me.
Yes. Please drink responsibly.
Yep. And this is free an F Type Beat 2023 by Kalu 2 on YouTube.
Why don't you guys rap? Come on, let's go.
Rap.
Taylor's
got the Chiefs
rap
jersey on.
Mahomes going to win.
Mahomes
Travis
going to
Kelce, oh yeah.
K Hunt with that Mahomie.
T Swift for the win. She's going to catch that touchdown from Kelce at the end.
Antisocial Bro Brilliant. All right, that's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah.